Today is from Luke 16, 1 to 13, whole chapter. Jesus told his disciples, "There was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, 'What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be manager any longer.' The manager said to himself, 'What shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do, so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses.' So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' 3,000 liters of olive oil," he replied. The manager told him, "Take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 1,500. Then he asked the second, "And how much do you owe?" 30 tons of wheat," he replied. He told him, "Take your bill and make it 24. The master commanded the dishonest manager, because he had asked shrewdly, "For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all this and were sneering at Jesus. He said to them, "You are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of others, but God knows your hearts. What people value highly is detestable in God's sight." This is the word of the Lord. You might be quite glad to know the talk isn't exactly on the lectionary reading. But I think within that reading, there is something about responsibility. And responsibility is a word used frequently, perhaps lightly, but not always taken seriously. Now, I think this is right. Yes? Yeah. It is right. Okay. To begin with then, this is an all-age service, therefore it demands participation. I need 7 people. This is the easy volunteering part. Okay. I am quite happy to pick on people. Okay. I will need another 3 volunteers later. The 3 volunteers later will need to be able to eat things. Okay. But I need 7 people. So the front 3 here, so Daryl, Nick and Karen, you'll do the first 3. It's okay. I know Daryl can spell, so this will come in useful. You've not got your glasses. It's all right. They're big letters. Okay. 1, 2, 3 there. Well, this side are really into participating, aren't they? Thank you. Come on, folks. Work it out. Okay. There we are. Right. Can you arrange yourselves into a word that relates to today? Sorry, Daryl's beginning to feel like he's in a school assembly. Right. This was meant to be the quick, easy bit at the beginning, you know. H-A-R-V-E-S-T. Excellent. Okay, so we Oh, it's going to be hard work, isn't it? Okay, right, so we've done that bit. So what I'd now like you to do is to spell the word earth. Yeah. So that means some of you are going to become redundant. Excellent. Okay. All you have to do is to rearrange and to just stand there. Okay. So not too difficult. Right. So earth. Now, let's have a look. I need three people. This is not the eating bit, by the way. I need another three people. Can't you just going to get picked on? Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Annette. If you just want to stand down the front. Oh, fantastic, Joseph. Oh, thank you, Tom. Okay, if you could just stand in a line along the front. You were sent. Okay, all right. Now, I'd like you to close your eyes, Tom. Tight. I'm going to give you, hold out your hands. Keep your eyes closed. I want you to tell me what you're holding. And I want to know exactly what you're holding, but don't open your eyes. Oh, okay. Well done. Yes, a bag. You can open your eyes now. A bag of, well, it's Doritos. But it could have been loads, isn't it? I mean, we could have had Ready Salted. We could have had Wotsits. We could have had Chipsticks. We could have had Bacon Frazzles. Loads and loads. So it's not just crisps, is it? It's not just crisps. We actually have access to loads and loads and loads of different type of crisps or potato products. Okay, Annette, eyes tight closed. That's all right. That's all right. I've given you the easy one. So what are you holding? Any idea what? Oh. Yes, open your eyes. Well done. Yes. Now, who does the cooking in your household? Very good. But I'll let you off that bit. Okay, so tins. If we go into a supermarket, even into the corner shop, there are rows and rows. I mean, there are so many brands of chopped tomatoes. Never mind everything else that comes in tins, whether it be sweet corn or it be beans or peas, whatever it is. We have an immense choice. Right, Joseph. Eyes closed, hands out. Okay, what do you think it is? Oh, open your eyes. No, Kellogg's Fruit and Fibre. Again, actually, cereals, there are loads, aren't there? Even if you decide, right, I want muesli. Which variety? Which brand? Which flavour? Which has got more coconut, less raisins, more whatever in it? Okay? Yeah, I love sweet berry granola. What I've discovered since about March this year is that sweet berry granola has berries in it. Because up until March this year, I thought it was just a name that left the berries out. It coincided with Jared moving out. Because he liked the berries in the berry granola. But again, we can have loads, there are loads and loads of different cereals, aren't there? Not just one variety. Right, Tom, it's you again. Hands out. That's it. Don't open it. That's not the idea. We're in Mansfield. Yeah. Oh, well, you didn't get it right. It's mackerel.
We're in Mansfield. We've got mackerel.
Yeah, of course. Anchovies. Right. No, don't worry, Shirley. He hasn't opened it. I haven't got any oil or anything. It's okay. It's in brine anyway, so it wouldn't be too bad. But yeah, anchovies, pilchards, sardines, fish. We can get it fresh, we can get it in tins, we can get it frozen. Loads and loads of different varieties. Right, Annette. All right, you're holding.
Got it.
There we are.
Ooh, that's easy.
Oh. And it is? It is Toblerone, okay.
She's good at this. She's good. Wait, is Jeff here? Do you play this game at home, Jeff? You know, guess what's for dinner? But again, chocolate. There are so many different kinds, variations of chocolate. You know, we are spoilt for choice. Right, Joseph, yours, last one. Individual bits. No, but I'm impressed. You can open your eyes. They're crumpets. Bread products. Bread products. If we look in a bakery section, if we go into a baker's shop, we are spoilt for choice, aren't we? Thank you very much. Give them a round of applause. We are spoilt for choice. The earth has an incredible amount of food. God created the earth, and he created and enabled the production of the food that we have. We have a staggering amount of food. We have it in so many forms, so many variations. It is absolutely amazing. And it is God's gift to us. And I don't know really sometimes how seriously we take the fact God has given us our food, right? It may come in the form of a tin, and it may come from the co-op, but actually, ultimately, it has come from God. And actually, being thankful to God is a really key part of who we are as Christians. I don't know how many of you say grace before a meal. I have to say we don't often. But I had an aunt, she was my great aunt, she was my dad's aunt, and wonderful, wonderful woman, devout Christian, absolutely brilliant. And the first time I ever took Nick to see her, and we sat down for dinner, and she just turned to Nick, she hadn't told me she was going to say this, and she didn't know a lot about him, and she just said, "Would you say grace?" Now, I know that was her way of checking. Was he a Christian? Was he thankful? And was he okay for her great niece? He passed. But that being thankful and actually saying grace is just, it's really simple, isn't it? But it's that acknowledgement that what we eat and what we are given, God has provided. So we are thankful today for the earth. Right, the next one. Could you spell starve? Yeah, that'll include you, Daryl. Sorry, it's the weekend, it's his day, well, days off. Yes! Well, I don't know whether to be worried that people are clapping because you can spell starve, but okay. Now, we've said we have a staggering amount of food. It is amazing. And I think, you know, we are all appreciative of that. But the world's resources are not evenly spread. And that was not God's intention. He created the world for all of us and for all of us to receive his gifts. Very often when we think of other places in the world going without, I suppose for some of us, certain generations, we think of Ethiopia. We think of areas in the world where we know that food is in short supply. And for some of us, the fact that people may be living in places where there is no choice seems really strange to us. When Judith and I visited Nepal many, many years ago, unless you're living in cities like Pokhara or Kathmandu, you have two meals a day. One is a vegetable dish. Ask Judith about that afterwards. It's not one of her favorites. And rice. That's it. Twice a day. And I suppose from where we come from, we might think, gosh, not going to be very happy people if that's all you've got. I have to say, it was some of the happiest people we'd met. Because there is that element of when you don't have much, you are almost more grateful, more thankful for what you do have. We can get complacent, can't we? Because we've got so much. But coming closer to home, somehow we can accept, can't we, that elsewhere in the world, there are countries There are nations where food is in short supply and where people are starving, but perhaps not as easy to understand or get it back home. A third of children in the UK live at or below the poverty line. A third of children. In my school, that equates to 150 children are living below the poverty line. That to me is horrific and wrong. Holiday hunger is a term you might have heard bandied around, particularly over the summer holidays. And it exists. It's there. Parents who say, I haven't eaten for 2-3 days, so that. We have a responsibility because the gifts God gave us are not just for us who know him. They are for all those that he has created. He does not mean for anyone to go hungry. So a question to think, where is our responsibility? What can we do? We may not be able to solve the world's hunger problems on our own, but are we responsible in the way that we use food? Do we waste? Do we overbuy? Are we too concerned with sell-by, use-by, best before? They used to manage without fridges, didn't they? They lived quite well. So we need to think. In the earth we live in, we've been given great gifts. We have a responsibility to ensure that people around us, at home and away, do not starve. Okay, so your last one then is share. Share. They are being brilliant. You are so impressive. Okay, so I need 3 volunteers who like donuts. Jesse. Yeah, Becky. Yeah, come on, Sarah. No, they only get 1. Right, in a line. Right, they each need a donut, Judith. No. I've done that game before. It's quite entertaining. You need the ring donuts for that, really. Doesn't work as well with these. Right, now I want you to bear in mind carpet, bear in mind Shirley. Okay, bear in mind these are jam donuts. Okay, now there's just an instruction. These donuts, so that donut has got to be eaten, but you must not lick your lips. So the donut must be eaten, you must not lick your lips. I need you to watch, okay? Nor can you put it in your mouth in one go, Jesse. Don't you laugh. Vanilla slice? Yeah? Oh, yes. So, they must be eaten, but you must not lick your lips. You need to watch. If you see them licking their lips, point, shout, licking your lips. Okay? Right, go on then. You must not lick your lips. I know. Watch them very carefully. You're hiding, Becky. I know, it's quite a sight. Just shove it in, goes Gail. that was a tongue. I saw it. I saw that. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All that sugar on your... Oh, Jess, what are you going to do? There's sugar on your lips. What are you going to do? No, can't wipe it off. No. Are you struggling there, Sarah? Yeah, you are, aren't you? Yeah, that sugar on your lips. It is so tempting just to lick it. Yeah, don't hide it with your hand. No. Did you lick the sugar off then? I'm not convinced. They are, aren't they? Yeah. Yeah, it's the fear of Shirley that's stopping it, you know. You still can't lick your lips. I'm just wondering how they're going to get rid of the sugar. It looks like some lip scrub that's gone wrong.
Yeah, tongue.
Jessie did it, licked her lips. Oh, Jess. Honestly. They're doing very well here. You did your lipstick this one. Oh, sorry. Well, Jessie didn't do it. She licked her lips. Okay. I'm sure the other two will, as soon as they think none of us are looking. Judith, you can collect plates in. Was that hard? That's hard. Okay. So I'm going to just repeat the instruction. I want you to listen carefully because that was hard. I don't think I could have done it. Oh, Jessie doesn't leave anything. The instruction was, this donut must be eaten. You must not lick your lips. What could they have done which would have actually made it really, really easy for them? Given it to someone else. Why didn't you think about it? Did you not think of the word? Right, if each of you go to Judith, she'll give you another donut on a plate. Go and give one to somebody else. You can lip your lips. Lip your lip. Lick your lips now, yes.
Who wants a donut?
And this one you can just eat. You don't have to worry about your lips. Yeah, Alan wants one at the back, Jessie. You giving your weight, Sarah? Oh, it's Charlie's birthday. Would you like a donut, Charlie? Yes. Okay, if you'd like to put your letters on the floor and then go and sit down. Can you give them a big round of applause? You can take your donuts with you. Okay. You can lick your lips, yes. It's all right, I do have spare donuts in bag. She will get one. Thanks, Karen. So sharing what we have is so, so important. And food is important. Food is a fantastic way of sharing. And I think it's changed a bit. I think we have got out of the habit of perhaps sharing food. We know as a church, it really brings us together when we have the inevitable jacket potatoes. Quiche. We're not bad at chilies either, are we? But how often do we really share what we have? Do we keep things to ourselves? So God created the earth. It is beautiful. It is beautiful. You know, as Judith said earlier, my dad died on Friday, and he was 89. He thought he was 90, so we let that one go. And she said it was their 60th wedding anniversary on Thursday. And, you know, this hasn't been an enormous shock for us. But my dad had a wicked sense of humour, is to put it mildly. And I just thought, you better make it through your wedding anniversary. Because my mother would never, ever forgive him. You know, the card from the Queen was ready. But knowing his sense of humour, but thankfully he got through it. And actually he spent part of Thursday afternoon sitting out with my mum and with Jared and my brother in the garden at the care home where he lived. And he loved the outdoors. Thanks to him, I have travelled the entirety of the UK canal system. He loved outdoors. He loved nature. And, you know, the world is beautiful. And it's beautiful in its detail. We're not just talking about mountain ranges and you know, vast expanse, but actually a leaf, a flower, the detail that goes into our world. God has done that for us, and he's given us the eyes to see it. The world is bountiful. The earth is bountiful. It's an old-fashioned word. It produces so much. Those of you who know where my school is, and my Daryl teachers are too, and Judith, we're a bit of a concrete school. We don't really have, well, you could count the blades of grass, actually, couldn't you, if we wanted to. But we grow things. If we've got a bucket, we'll plant something in it. We've produced sweet corn and courgettes and tomatoes and peas and loads of things this year. You know, the earth is bountiful. Even when you don't think something will grow, you can be amazed at what happens. There is plenty there. So if we have that, and if we know that our Father God loved us and loves us enough to give us it all, then we need to share. We need to make sure that we do what we can to share what we have with others. Because we need to make sure that no one on this earth is starving. So as we think about harvest, we know that these gifts are going to be well used. We know the Beacon does an amazing job. But maybe think about something that you could do in a small way. Do you give to food banks? Most supermarkets have a trolley that they continually collect things from for food banks. Could you put something in there? Could you find out how you could support schemes that do help things like holiday hunger? Could you actually have somebody around for a meal and share food with them? We all have a responsibility, and we need to do perhaps a little more thinking than we have done. Should we just bow our heads? Father God, today especially, we think of everything that you have given us. We thank you for the world, for the earth. We thank you for all that is in it, for all that it produces. We thank you that you have ensured that there is enough food to feed every single person that you have created in this world. Father, help us to take our responsibility seriously and ensuring that all people have access to what they need. And we pray, Lord, that over the coming days you would help each one of us to really take on that responsibility and look for ways in which we can ensure that we share, and that we share this wonderful earth and all that you give us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to finish with our final song. No, we're not. We're not finishing with our final song. I'm leaping ahead. Our next song, which is I'm Special.